For the first time, computer characters are warm, cuddly, relatable.
These were animated characters, but they seemed like they belonged in our family or that we'd have them in our house.
It's the big comeback Steve Jobs has been waiting for. But it has taken Jobs and Pixar nearly 10 years to get this far. And it almost didn't happen at all. After he got the boot in 1985, he sold all his Apple shares but one. He had millions of dollars burning a hole in his pocket. Anyone but Jobs might have retired.
He went through a real period of personal crisis. And there's a period of time, it's hard to imagine today, when he was more or less a laughing stock of Silicon Valley.
I said, Steve, keep your vision intact, you'll be fine. Just keep going the way you are.
At the time, Steve's obsession was to build the best possible new computer. Next.
What impact will this computer have on the computer industry? We think more in terms of what impact is this computer going to have on the people that use it.
Scouting for the most advanced graphics, he ran across Pixar.
When it comes to Pixar, Steve Jobs was really an accidental visionary. He bought the company expecting it to be another computer company like Apple, like Next.
Steve Jobs was also really not that interested at the time in the computer animation, and as it turned out, he saw what John Lasseter and the gang were doing, and he liked it.
Pixar was a computer before it was a company, developed under the direction of George Lucas to enhance special effects for movies like Star Wars. But both Pixar's inventors and Steve Jobs believed the technology can do much more.